come in today's morning prayers. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for causing us to be here on time. Thank you for giving us life. So we put this preaching today into your hands. Speak through me, back your word. I'm your vessel. Use me as you want to. And also prepare our hearts to receive exactly what you want to give us, that none of us will go empty-handed here. Let it change our lives, change our attitude, change our way of living, and also how we see things, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Welcome in May. We are now in May, the fifth month of the year. So we have walked with God, and he has been faithful, and still he will be faithful until to the end. Today I want to speak about God is love above all. God is love above all. We hear from different people speaking about God is love or love in general, but we speak about God is love because he loved us beyond what we can do, beyond what as a human being you can say, beyond us that what we can give. When we read in Psalm 103, the David wrote in Psalm 103 in verse 8, we can see that it says, he will not always choose. No, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Love, it is in nature that we have to give all our best. We give all what we can to make the person who received love to know that is really love. It is not just an action, but it is, they can feel it, they can taste it, they can touch it. And the way God has showed us love is that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to pay the sins we would have to pay. He gave his best. He gave all what he had. That was Jesus Christ for our sins. That is how he showed his love towards us, to build the bridge, to restore the relationship we have to have with him. God gave us the love just as a gift. I can remember when you go in the rest of God, when you enter this love of God, there's nothing impossible. Everything goes smooth. Everything is so simple. Everything works out for you. But when you come out of that love, then you struggle. You struggle to make things, the ends meet. You struggle to get things done. You struggle to get everywhere you want to be. But if you are in that God's love, God will do things for you on time, just as you wanted it. And you wonder, how come that what I wanted just happened like this? That is how God loves us. He will do everything on time. So God loves us so much that he cannot leave us like the way we are. If you came in with an addiction, he will not leave you in addiction. He will help you out to come out of addiction. If you came in, you are sick, he will help you to get healed. If you need deliverance, he will deliver you. He will not leave you as you are. The day you took Jesus Christ as your personal savior, that is the day where God started working with you. I can remember I had a certain attitude of, a certain attitude, and I couldn't allow to be, I would say it was rebellious, that no one could speak into my life. It's like I know all of it. But the day I received Jesus Christ as my personal savior, the love he showed me, it made me, how can I put it? I would not say that to become weak, but I allowed him to into myself to make changes. The changes he made, it's not just pointing finger that you have done it wrong. everything doesn't work like the way you should do it. But in love, there was changes taking place. God's love will change you without forcing you to change. It will just help you to let it go. He will just tell you, give me your attitude, and this attitude, he will change it one small by small until it is all out of you. God's love cannot leave you like the way you came in. If you are broken, he will just amend that brokenness and build you back in the right way. If you are disappointed, he will tell you, I'm faithful, I will not disappoint you, and you will find it out by yourself. If you come in and you don't know which way to go, he will give you direction to say this is the right way to go. There are people in the world who say they don't have friends. No one loves me. But if you come to God, he will show you really love, how love is. You don't have to pay for it to be loved. He will just give you love. And if you accept this love, and if you allow him to love you, you feel that this love of God is the best that ever happened to you. Because human love, sometimes we have to work for it. We have to be good here or there. I can remember my grandmother telling me, my granddaughter, I love you so much, but this attitude. And I had to work on it so that my grandmother, she can keep on loving me. And God tells us today, yeah, I love you so much, but I will not leave you like the way you are. God is love. It is, it judges. It gives us the chance to judge ourselves, to know what I'm doing is not right. I know God doesn't like it, but I don't have the power to change myself. But still, God is ready, if you are ready to give it to him, to help you out of that situation. There's nothing that we can be in that is so overwhelming that it can take away the love of God from you. We do sin. We do make mistakes. We disappoint people. We disappoint ourselves too, where we say, I'll never do this, but still you end up doing the same thing. But there's nothing we can do that God doesn't know about, that you're about to do it, even if the Holy Spirit tells you, but still we do it. But still God loves us and corrects us from that area and bring you back to the right direction. We can go astray. We can have the friends we know that they are not good friends to us. We shouldn't be with them. We shouldn't entertain their way of living, but still we do it. And it has consequences, but still God will bring you back and help you out of that situation. God's love touches every area of our lives. There's no area you have where you say God cannot touch it, unless you just reserve it for yourself to say, let me clean it first. When it is clean, then I can give it to him. But if I open myself, God is ready. In every area, he will go in and clean it. I can remember where I thought I have to clean it, this place, so first. Then when I'm done, I can give it to God, but I couldn't. The day I gave it to say, God, help me here. I still have weakness in this area. I have this attitude again. Then God helped me out, and he cut it out, whatever it was. And I can say I'm healed from that, whatever that it was. God's love is personal. You cannot say, I feel God's love because I am with somebody. No, God's love is personal. God loves you, exactly you, because you are different from others. He made you different. He made you unique. He made you like the way he wants you to be. He knows your weakness. He knows your strength. That means this personal. You have to feel it for yourself to know really God loves me. To know that God loves us is that the day we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He knew all what we did before, but he's willing to forgive. He's willing to show us mercy. It's reading to give us grace to say, yeah, I know you made a mistake, but we can do it better. Next time you will do it better. God is, love is beyond our understanding. It is like that, the man we know, we read about in Luke 15, whom the son said, Father, give me all my, what you have to give me. And he went away and spent it. But the father was still waiting that one day the son will come back. And as the son came back, the father ran, saw him and ran to him. That is the love of God. He doesn't wait for you to make it your way really on, until to the door. He sees you from far and say, oh, she's back. And he'll run to you. And he will dress you again. He will wash you clean from all the sins you have been, how you have dressed on yourself. He knew that you have to try something until you fail. And then when you fail, you will come to know what he said it was right for you. It was good for you. It was for your advantage that don't do it. But we have to, sometime we test him, but still he is able to say, come back, when we come back to receive us. Hallelujah. God knows whatever that what we are going through, there's nothing that is new. And because of that, he's capable of teaching us. It could be direct or indirect to say, okay, last time we did it and we had the same problem, but this time let us do it better. God is love is above all things, that we can trust him and have faith in whatever he says that he will do it for you and for me. We have to prioritize love also towards others, to extend love to one another. What we get from God, we can give it to others and say, I know what you are going through. And we will not judge the person because he failed again. No, we have to stand with the person, sit, talk to the person. Because it is not easy to let it go. If it is addiction, you cannot say, by my strength, I can come out. It is a lie. It is only through God's love. And God can use you to help, to heal, to restore, to encourage through the love we get through God's love, that we can encourage others and help others to come back to Jesus, to receive Jesus again, to reconnect. So don't just take it for yourself and say, I have love, God loves me, the rest is none of my business. No, God has taught us how love works. Love forgives. Love goes beyond what we can just see. Love touches the hearts. Love encourages everyone. So today let us encourage one another. Even if we see that the person is imperfect, you are not better, I'm not better. But still God loves you. So give love to those who need love. Give hope to those who need hope. Encourage those who need encouragement. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you have given us that is above all things. It is above all our thinking, all our ability to move, to talk, to move around, to touch, to do whatever we can do. But you have extended it so far that we can use it as a tool to help one another, to touch one another, to reach one another, telling them about the Jesus who paid the price for us that we couldn't pay for ourselves. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. So we lay the day into your hands. Fill us with that love to go and reach those whom you want to reach today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.